Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eric Holmes.
I'm present. I'm excited. I'm going to get this win. I'm here. I'm ready.
Wait, did you say you're the president?
I'm present. I'm ready.
I didn't think I voted for you, but I would. I would. I think so.
Thanks, yeah, bud.
You're very welcome. In today's episode, a relentless superpowered undead killer who somehow always finds his target battles a futuristic killing machine built to mimic humans, outfitted with a titanium endoskeleton, and programmed with a singular objective: termination. In one corner you have Jason Voorhees, a supernatural and silent killer who returns from death again and again, relentlessly stalking and annihilating anyone in his and his way, I guess. And in the other corner you have the Terminator, the T-800, aka the Arnold Schwarzenegger version, a cybernetic assassin built for infiltration and destruction, combining machine precision, human mimicry, and unstoppable force. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed, and this one has been hotly debated for decades. Freaking decades, but it's never come to a clear-cut decision until today, that is. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
I want to get my hasta la vista baby on.
That's awesome. Can you try to sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger now?
I want to get my hasta la vista baby on. Has it got worse?
I'm not sure what kind of interpretive dance you're doing with this.
I don't have a good
source. You have to do the protein and the bodybuilding and the Terminator. That's just my mom. Listen, it's a crazy battle because you have two forces that are very, very similar. One's unstoppable, the other one's kind of unstoppable, one's machine, the other one's kind of a cool zombie. Yeah. I've often wondered what would happen if Jason Voorhees as a zombie was in The Walking Dead.
Nice.
Would that be like a cool thing? But I'm not paid the big bucks to make that, or am I? Eric, what do you think? Is this a conventional matchup? Do you think this is something you need to see in live action? What's going on here?
Definitely live action. Just Jason with his little walk around, and then Arnold freaking jacked with all his weaponry, just following a guy around the woods, if you will.
This sounds more like, both of them fight each other for a while and they end up in a buddy cop situation where they're maybe driving a convertible somewhere
going
in LA.
To the local Waffle House.
I'll
wait in the car.
Taking on the local drug cartel, exactly. Which is in Sherman Oaks. It just writes itself. All right, listen, this episode has a chance to descend in absolute madness, and you need a judge who can actually pull it back, who can be the adult in the room.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if we have that judge today making their first appearance on the Who Would Win show. It's Apprentice by day, Nerd King by night.
Woo.
Yeah, I said it. It's the one, it's the only. It's Quentin Coleman. Quentin, welcome to Who Would Win.
Nice to be on the show. Yes, I'm not a good guy who's, I'm not really a person who's, media focus, so sorry if I...
That's okay. You know what it is? I think you're looking at Eric directly, and that throws me too. That means I look at him directly, and his eyes are just like so engaging. You know what I mean? It's just like, he can keep... It's like looking at a picture where the eyes follow you wherever you walk in the room. Sorry, Eric, I'm talking like you're not here, but that's what people are saying about you. So, listen, Quentin, you and I have a lot in common. It's not just our love of nerd culture. You and I also went to San Diego Comic-Con. Eric was there, but I'm going to focus on you and I more instead. What was your favorite thing you saw at Comic-Con this year?
That's hard. There's a lot of things I saw, I think. The new Predator movie is probably one of the best things I've seen so far. I think it seems interesting, the Predator as a protagonist rather than a antagonist. Mm. And working with, I guess, an android to, get back and save his family. So it seems pretty interesting and a new concept, but you never know. Sometimes it kind of falls flat, but who knows?
I'm a little worried about that one. Not gonna lie, I love anything that has the Predator from the horror action. But I gotta say, I can't say I love anything with a Predator. That's just horrible, Eric. That got us almost arrested. I like anything that has Predator and the Predator lore and what have you. Mm-hmm. But my worry was, is this because of the new redesign? Is this Predator meets Twilight? A little bit, and that's and yeah, yeah. So, in your opinion, do you think that's what we're going to get, or do you think we're going to get something very different?
No, hopefully not. I like Predator. I think it's a good concept, but hopefully, it's a interesting story. In general, I think it seems like a fun, action-packed story that's going to be, hopefully, it's pretty good. But you never know.
You never know.
And also, the Long Walk as well by Stephen King.
Okay.
Long Walk seems like a good movie coming out. It's similar to Squid Games.
Okay.
But overall, I think it's a little bit different, a little bit more realistic. Mm. Squid Games is a little over the top, but like Long Walk is more like more realistic and something that can actually happen. Similar to what was the one movie by... Arnold Schwarzenegger, Running Man. Like, they had games that they play, and then, you gotta, risk your life.
Okay.
So, it'll be similar to that, but a little more realistic. At least walk in and kind of understand the dialogue and story and, the background between people and, what happened, what led to the actual situation.
The Running Man just reminds me of Eric's dating history, where all of a sudden he, dates someone for, I'm just saying what you told me the other day, and he's just dating, people, and all of a sudden they're they don't hear from him, so they start chasing him down, and now he calls me, he's like, can I stay at your place? I'm like, sure, and then I see he's chasing him, and I'm like, get the hell out of my house. It's a classic tale, Eric, is all I'm saying.
Nothing's changed.
It's just, that's all I'm saying. Now, Quinn, because you're such a connoisseur of geek culture, nerd culture, and what have you, this matchup of Jason Voorhees versus the Terminator, in your opinion, animated series, or should it be a film series, or should it be a TV series?
So the matchup should be, I'm not sure, it would be a fun TV series, just basically seeing the full what happened, what led them together, other backstories of how it all came together, and then boom, the one finale where they're fighting to the end.
I love it. I actually do agree it would be a great TV series. But let's see how this battle turns out first. Let's get this party started. So, Quentin, there is a rumor going around that even though you enjoy live action films and animated series, that you're more of a comic book reader. Is that correct?
Correct. I read most of the comic books and graphic novels. Everything from Frank Miller to newer artists, newer writers like Tom King. But I do like the books and comic books more because it's a different tone than actual movies. Movies are a little more kind of lighthearted, Avengers kind of it's dark tones too, but sometimes it's more family oriented versus the comic books are a little more serious, a little more darker, especially even in Dark Knight. Even the newest Batman movie, it's dark, but sometimes the comic books are darker and have a more grim and darker tone.
Now, last question before we get to the episode, and I'm not saying this because I'm a producer and I may be working with a comic book company and doing something with them live action, but let me just ask you this from out of nowhere, just wondering what you would say. Do you think it's important if you could make a live action series, film, whatever it was, animated series, be part of the comic book canon continuity or not? Would it be better if it was or if it wasn't?
Depends. There's a lot of stories, but it really depends on the writer itself. Sometimes I don't mind a story that's outside of the just canon story with say Batman. It's a little bit different, a little bit nuanced. You can have the story, but sometimes this translates into a good film, and sometimes a good film story doesn't translate into a good comic book. Sometimes they got to understand that there's got to be some sort of artistic freedom to do what they want. And sometimes a good story, even if it's a new story for Batman, works well on the big screen. And I've read some comic books that stories that wouldn't make sense at all. We've seen TV shows like The Last of Us. Sometimes the storyline didn't translate well into an actual TV show, or was not translated well into a TV show. It was getting a more lighthearted tone than how the actual game was, which is darker, a little more rough on edges.
Got it. I'm going to say yes. Is what you were trying to say.
Yes.
For something I'm working on with a comic book company, one of the things I pitched them on was like, hey, wouldn't it be great if this live action offering we're doing also was part of comic book continuity? Mm-hmm. And they were like, go on. I'm like, cool, I will talk. Anyway, so, but I agree with you. The writing, it's all about the writing.
Yes.
And the writing has to fit. And you're right. That's actually quite brilliant. If the writing may not be suitable for live action, it might be better as a comic book format and vice versa. You are brilliant. I think you're going to be perfect as a judge.
Thank you.
Eric, I think this guy's got it. I'm not going to lie. This guy's got it. All right, let's get to today's battle. But before we get to today's battle, let's go over the rules, the basics, if you will, of a who would win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the who would win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character, and when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line in a who would win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for the Terminator.
Yeah, so the T-800, 80s, baby, this is the Terminator we're talking about. It's a cybernetic organism, okay? He has living tissue all over a hyperalloy endoskeleton, all right? Terminator was designed by, if you forgot, Skynet, okay, to infiltrate and terminate, the Terminator, human resistance leaders, right? Best known as the Relentless Killer from the Terminator franchise, the T-800 is built to absorb massive damage. He wields heavy weaponry with pinpoint accuracy and carry out its own mission without emotion or hesitation. Whether in the role of villain or anti-hero, the Terminator has battled through fire, bullets, and explosions to pursue its targets. Cold, calculated, and nearly impossible to stop, the T-800 is the ultimate fusion of machine, precision, and brute force.
All right, well done, Eric. And here are the facts for Jason Voorhees. Jason is the iconic undead slasher from the Friday the 13th film series, first introduced as a drowned child and later... Why is that funny, Eric?
No, it's not.
Why is that? You are a monster. You're more of a monster than Jason ever was.
Sorry. I digress.
Who slaps puppies... He never did. I'm just wondering if Eric's going to laugh at that too, because he's a monster.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And later reborn as an unstoppable killing machine, driven by vengeance and fueled by supernatural power, Jason has returned from death countless times, only to keep coming back stronger. He wields a savage and supernatural instinct for tracking and slaughtering his targets, whether in the woods, in Manhattan, or even in space. Didn't like that one, not going to lie. Right. Jason adapts and annihilates anything in his path with brutal precision. And now you have the facts, I should say, on both opponents. Quentin, do you have any questions before we get started?
No, not right now.
I have a question. Why did Eric find that so funny? A drowned child, and he starts laughing maniacally.
Eric,
that
why are you so cold?
I know. Thank you.
So Jason, I mean, like, he's been doing this stuff like he's a bad, crazy sibling. Like, why do we let this guy like still walk around? And
I don't know, because maybe he was a drowned child that you find hilarious, Eric. Monster! But I would deduct 3 points from him right now.
But I do have a question. How can you kill a already dead person? That's a
exactly. I find fault in his logic already.
You terminate them. That's what you do.
I see what you did there.
I'm excited.
This is why you get paid the big bucks, Eric. Yeah, that's right. Undead kids and terminate people. You are just on fire. All right, let's get this party started. Eric, hit us with your point number one.
Yeah, so first, it's all about the durability of the Terminator, okay? The T-800 has survived explosions, shotgun blasts to the face, all right? Not comfortable at all. Trust me. I know. Fire, car crashes, and even being crushed and kept functioning with minimal impairment, all right? In Terminator 2, for example, the Terminator fought off literally liquid metal enemies, SWAT teams, okay, and helicopter crashes while protecting a target without ever stopping, all right? Unlike Jason, who slows down when mangled. The Terminator continues with no stress of pain, shock, or fatigue, giving it the ability to fight at 100% until physically dismantled. All right. Also, it's hyper alloy combat chassis. All right. It's built for war zones and time travel. Jason's machete won't stop it, and slashing won't disrupt its core systems. All right. While Jason regenerates slowly between films, the T-800 is fully combat effective while heavily damaged, meaning Jason gets no breathing room, especially after all that damn, like, slow run walking he be doing in the movies.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, the cardio is going to work against Jason if he's going after the Terminator. And all that, James, is my point number one.
Wow, I like how you brought the cardio aspect.
Yeah. Like, this guy is always like moving, walking, whatever he's doing.
You know, I got to call into question something you said. I remember in Terminator 2, the T-800 gets absolutely wrecked in the last scene. He's missing an arm, half his head's blown off, and he's still kind of functional. You know what he's not doing? What? Moving just as well as he was before all of that happened. I absolutely disagree with you in your point that he can get mangled and he's still just as effective.
Terminator, baby.
Terminator, baby. He's like, I'm not quite as good as I was before. Now give me some protein. I don't know, whatever a Terminator would say. Yes. I'm just projecting. All right, let me get to my point number one. My point number one, let's just talk about the supernatural durability that outlasts any freaking machine. So listen, it's magic versus science. And we've said this on the Who Would Win show. If you're on the side of magic, you already have an advantage. So Jason survived being blown to pieces, burned alive, electrocuted, and even atmospheric re-entry from space in Jason X. Not my favorite movie of all time, you know, and he still got up and was moving around. Bullets, blades, explosions slow him down, but never stop him. He literally comes back from the dead, often stronger than before. You know who he's like? He's like super, he's like Saiyans. He's like Goku and Vegeta. Kill him, and they come back to life. They're stronger than they were before. I'm not saying Jason's like, you know, a super Saiyan, but maybe he is. Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, that's what I'm saying. Unlike the T-800, which requires tech or repair to recover, Jason regenerates organically, supernaturally, even when reduced to a husk of a skeleton. Think about it. When the Terminator gets part of his arm blown off or whatever it is, it doesn't grow back. This is a T-800, not the T-1000, the liquid metal kind of cool thing happening. Look, the Terminator can be disabled through enough trauma. Jason gets stronger the more you try to kill him. Remember, in the first Terminator, the thing literally got blown in half by putting a MacGyvered handmade pipe grenade kind of thing into one of its insidey places when it was a full skeleton. Blown in half, kept walking, but this thing can be damaged and doesn't grow back, doesn't have a healing factor. That's all I'm trying to say. That's my point number one.
All right. I see where you're going with this. Okay, and follow on this. Yeah,
do you drown kids? By the way,
So the drowned kid that might regenerate, right? Has some like regenerating going on there, but that only matters if he survives the moment. Okay, because you're all talking about his, you know, his ability to regenerate, and the T-800 doesn't stop. Okay, Jason's still flesh. All right, and bone. The Terminator's hyper alloy frame keeps fighting at full power, no matter the damage. Jason plays a long game, okay? The Terminator shuts him down for good. He'll end it immediately. That's my rebuttal, all right?
I like how you say it ends it immediately, as if, like, the Terminator has fought, like, an undead, like, superpowered zombie. But maybe they have. I don't know. But let's see what the judge has to say. Quentin, you've heard one point from both Eric and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
It's actually very hard to choose because you have a unliving person who can't be killed and a robot from the future. You made very good points. I'm not ready to make a decision yet. Is that a... it's very hard to say who right now. But both have very good points. I'm leaning towards Jason right now.
Of course.
But I'm not ready to make a full-on decision.
Is it because Eric was making fun of kids who drowned? Is that kind of why
you... I took a few points away from that.
You did. Good for you. Good for you, sir.
Don't let him influence you with that. It was just a little...
By the way, we lost like three sponsors in the time.
It was a late afternoon chuckle. That's all it was.
That's... Wow. Yeah. You know how I said I'd vote for you? Yeah, I still would.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, this battle's heating up. Stay tuned for point number two. And we're back. All right, Eric, let's see what you got. Here's your point number two.
Yeah, so I want to get more into the strength of the Terminator, okay? He has robotic strength, all right, that equals or exceeds Jason's capability, okay? He's also capable of punching through steel, ripping doors off vehicles, and breaking human skulls with ease, all right? The Terminator uses firearms with perfect aim, including M16s, miniguns, shotguns, and grenade launchers, all right? Giving it a massive range advantage, all right? While Jason improvises weapons, the Terminator enters battles with mission optimized weapon loadouts, making every shot count, all right? So, its combat AI calculates opponent behavior and adjusts mid-fight. It will quickly identify Jason's weaknesses. All those Western bacon cheeseburgers he's been eating, he'll exploit that. Like, this guy's just arteries are full of, like, Western bacon cheeseburgers from Carl's Jr. It just looks like that's his go-to meal. You know I'm right, okay? So he'll exploit all those arteries and stuff going on with this guy without hesitation, all right? Also, the T-800 doesn't just hit hard. It hits fast, surgically, and with military efficiency. Jason can't stand to this, all right? Something Jason has never faced is the Terminator, all right? So all that, James, is my point number two.
All right, first of all, I just got a text. We also just lost Carl's Jr. as a sponsor.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. With that, thank you very much.
It's a delicious burger. It's charbroiled, flamed, you know?
Flamed. It's flamed.
Flamed kissed.
Flamed. Like Jason was in that one movie. Yes. Yeah, it's a natural.
So he knows the taste of that burger because he's, yeah.
Okay, so you brought up the strength of the Terminator, which is really interesting because, you know, when you scale the strength feats to what Jason has done, I actually think it's a push. I think they're pretty close. In fact, I think Jason's probably a little bit stronger. And on top of that, the Terminator has a mission. So are we assuming that the Terminator's mission is to somehow kill Jason, or is it to accomplish something where killing Jason is part of the mission? I think we have to assume yes, right? Whatever it is. Okay. So there he's agreeing to fight. He's not like, hey, I just got to, you know, push this guy and get past him. He's actually, I've got to destroy this thing. Got it. Okay. So that's an interesting thing. So let me get to my point number two. I actually think we got to emphasize Jason's brutal strength, his combat adaptability as well. So Jason's torn people in half. He's crushed skulls with bare hands. And in this cinematic masterpiece worthy of, like, you know, praise like The Godfather, you know, Casino, Goodfellas, Friday the 13th, part 8. Jason punched a man's head clean off his body. You know what we've never seen the Terminator do? That. No, I'm just saying, and this poor guy, it was a great scene.
Poor guy.
Great boxer. He's like, I've had it. I'm not being chased. I'm not giving into fear. And just unloads on Jason, is punching him in the head, even though he's got the hockey mask on, hitting him with body shot. Really good boxing, by the way. Right. And for the 80s, I mean, this is a really good technique. Rocky style. Actually, more Apollo Creed. By the way, Apollo Creed was always the better boxer than Rocky. Don't at me later. But the point is this. As he gets tired out and Jason's just kind of sitting there watching this dude hit him, finally he's had enough. The guy drops his hand and Jason just with one shot, whack, James Gabsy's the guy's head right off his body, for lack of a better term. Right? And the head goes flying, by the way. To hit someone's head clear off their body where like none of the spine comes with it, that is insane force. There's no like inside-y places, parts of his body coming out. There's no chunks of his spine. I remember last time I knocked someone's head off, a bit of their spine came out too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you remember you were there. It was a horrible kids class. Anyway, the point is, it's insane strength. I actually think based off that alone, he's stronger than the Terminator. Now, on top of that, Jason's overpowered elite soldiers, law enforcement, even killed androids in space in Jason X. Hate that movie, by the way. This is someone who can adapt his fighting styles across different environments as well, whether he's underwater, on ground, whatever it is, he's going to be fighting there. He's used everything from machetes, axes, rebar, medical tools, and even liquid nitrogen to eliminate opponents. He turns anything into a weapon. What happened to the T-1000 when it hit liquid nitrogen? It broke apart, blah, 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 blah. And luckily there was fire there to heat it up, but there's no fire here to heat it up. I'm just saying, this guy's got tools. He's got a mind. He's been, you know, he's game to fight. Look, against the Terminator's machine strength, you got Jason's raw brutality, environmental creativity, supernatural power that gives him the edge in a prolonged battle like this. By the way, did I mention he knocked someone's head clear off their body? That's my point number two.
That's your point number two. Okay, okay. So it was a lucky punch, right? It was a
lucky punch. It was a lucky punch.
How pissed this guy make Jason and knock his head off? Like, my God.
I think Jason was just not in a good mood. It was you know what it was? It's because he drowned as a kid, Eric.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was an off day for Jason.
It was an off day.
I'm going to wind this
an off day. An off day for Jason, and he knocks the guy's head clean off his body. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're saying he's strong, okay? Like that's what you're insinuating there. But the T-800 matches that power and adds perfect aim with military-grade weapons. These are military-grade weapons. You're talking about, like, little surgical knives and things he finds around, like, in a garage or whatever, okay? So this is what Terminator has. Jason also has to get close to the Terminator, okay? I don't know how the hell that's going to happen. Like, literally, the Terminator can kill from a distance with no wasted shots, which I've mentioned prior. Jason also fights on instinct, okay? But the T-800 calculates and adapts instantly. Brute force might work on campers and cops, okay? So this brute force might work, like I said, on campers and cops and all, but it doesn't beat a war machine built to erase freaks like Jason. And that's my rebuttal.
Quentin, you've heard 2 points from both Eric and myself. We're at what's called the turning point. Tell us who you think is ahead and what the other side has to do to get the victory.
Interesting. So I think Eric made a lot of good points. The Terminator have more intelligence and more weapons at hand.
Well, actually, before you go on, I have to say the weapons we're going with here, because even if it's, you know, I think it's going to come down to hand-to-hand. I don't think a machete is going to do anything to the Terminator. I don't think the Terminator's guns, because, you know, Jason's been shot repeatedly, and, you know, with all the, and he's using modern-day weapons. I don't think either one's going to have weapons. I do think it's going to come down to hand-to-hand with these two.
Oh, yeah?
I really do. So with that being said, please, I apologize for interrupting you like Eric did a few times.
Can I judge?
Quentin, go ahead and continue, please.
That's one of the key points. I think Terminator 1 has more advanced insight on Jason's abilities, because obviously it's from the future, so they should already know about Jason in the past. So theoretically, the Terminator should know how to kill Jason. So that's a key point of having just intelligence. And Jason usually moves off instinct, as you said, which is great for, you know, killing teens in pools and lakes. But but
how do you know that's great for that? That's what are you hiding? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm guessing. I've seen the movie, so
that's
I assume.
Right. The same thing in all the movies. But, the movies.
I think Aaron's very good points with the weapons. I've seen the Terminator use rocket launchers and cemeteries and machine guns in cemeteries in Terminator 3. So that's a good point that he had, that there is a little bit of intelligence and also a more tactical approach.
So the only thing I'm going to have to push back on is, remember, it's a random encounter with a neutral location with no previous knowledge. Okay. And these two characters are from different universes. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't, you know, Jason would have no clue what a robotic endoskeleton Terminator is.
True.
And Terminator would have no idea what a Jason is.
True.
This is, I think this might be the only thing I'll push back on. Everything else you said, though, I think is absolutely correct. I like this judge, Eric. I don't know. I like your points. I don't care what you say about,
aside from whatever Jason
said. Yeah, Eric, I don't care what you say about Quentin. I think he's a great judge. All right. Just putting that out there.
That was off the record.
I'm sorry. I'm going too deep into analysis. For
no, that's right. No, this is good. That's what we need. Exactly what we need. All right. Let's stay tuned for point number three. And we're back. All right, Eric, it's now or never. Hit us for your point number three.
All right, Quentin, I'm going to bring it home for you. I'm going to give you all the hard-hitting facts right now that's going to wrap it up. Here I go. Okay, so the Terminator also, I forgot to mention, has infrared vision. All right, so our little buddy's walking around at night a lot of times, right? So motion tracking, heat detection while he's on fire, you know, and sound profiling with that weird little breathing he does. So Terminator got all that to handle Jason, all right? Making surprise ambushes are nearly impossible coming from Jason. Unlike human victims, the Terminator doesn't panic or hesitate. So Jason's little, you know, psychological intimidation with his hockey mask on or ski mask, whatever the hell it is, and sudden appearances have no effect on the Terminator, okay? He has tracked targets across cities, deserts, and war zones, never losing pursuit, even after taking heavy damage. So what he'll do is could just keep following the slow walk slash running frumpy dude easily wherever he's moseying around at, all right? So that's what the Terminator would do. Also, the T-800 cannot be bargained with, okay? Reasoned with or distracted. Its programming is just as relentless as Jason's killer instincts, but with machine precision, again, which we mentioned previously. Lastly, Terminator wins by targeting Jason's, he might have this or not, but he's going to target his central nervous system with all that bacon grease flowing around there, right? With precise gunfire, might set his arteries on fire when they put a match to some bacon grease. That's a fire, all right? So with precise gunfire or explosive ordinances, all right, he will disable his mobility and break him down before Jason can even get close. And all that, James, is my point number three. I digress.
Okay, so you actually, you're saying he's got, I know it's a funny thing, but bacon grease. Have we actually seen him enjoy a Carl's burger?
He's
Carl's
eating burger. Good. He's eating, so he's been, the man's eating good.
I mean, that could I'm be assuming. That could be some supernatural steroids happening right there. Not, by the way, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is. All right, so listen, a couple things I got to push back on. You said the Terminator, you know, you said Jason just kind of saunters, just has him casually, is casually walking along. Not quite true. We've seen him do a light jog. You know, we've seen him do a light jog. We've actually seen him run as well, and can move a lot faster and unpredictably than you may understand. I'll bring that my point.
Fast, he's lightning fast.
He can be lightning in a different fast, way. James? Yeah, I'll bring it up my point number three. Stretch. You know what I do? You know, and the other thing is too that central nervous system. You know, giving off like a heat signature. I don't know if he does because he's not a living being anymore. You know, are you going to see an infrared? You know, heat. Whatever it is, signature of a zombie.
Sasquatch.
Well, think of a zombie from The Walking Dead. They probably don't do this. I don't know how this works whatsoever. Okay, let me get to my point number three. And for my point number three, again, I got to emphasize how Jason's an unstoppable killer, you know, with also this cool teleportation-like movement that he's got. It's kind of crazy. Okay, so Jason actually does move with a lot of speed despite his, like, you know, he's got a slow stalking kind of saunter, as you will, but he actually does move fast. He does run. Remember, he was a swimmer as a kid before you so hilariously found him to drown in the water that one time, you monster. But here's the thing. He often like appears behind his victims like mysteriously, right? And that's because Jason actually has this form of teleportation. I don't know how to describe it. You know, it's part of his whole legend, his mythos, if that's the right word. This allows him to reposition himself unpredictably. He's cutting off escape routes. He's flanking enemies. And as advanced as the tech is with the Terminator doesn't understand supernatural, you know, teleportation that Jason can do. This just doesn't make sense. No humans or Terminators or machines work with teleportation as far as it knows. It's going to be caught by surprise. Again, Jason survives space, fire, drowning, psychic attacks. He's got mindless focus and instinct. And this thing, it's so funny how, like, you know, he can't be reasoned with. You know, it's kind of like Jason's going to be saying something to the Terminator, like, as you know, said before. Like, really, when have we seen Jason ever have a logical discussion? He's like, and he's all of a sudden he takes off his mask. He's like, well, okay, good, I can talk down here. You know what, Terminator? I think you should stop. I think what we're doing is, when has he ever had that kind of conversation? Or he's gone to, like, campers. Hey, you kids, you know what's not safe to be out here with me around? Maybe you should go home. He never talks to opponents. When does he ever do that? By the way, even his fight with Freddy Krueger, which he technically won.
Debatable.
He beat Freddy. Really? He's walking away with Freddy Krueger's severed head. Oh, I'm pretty Freddy. Sure that's a
oh,
win.
Freddy.
Yeah. I like how you make fun of kids drowning, but, you know, walking poor away with severed head. No, I take except. No, that's, I think that's
I
a win.
Freddy.
This is the deal. So I think it's going to come down. It's going to be a prolonged battle. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
The Terminator, oddly enough, has a limited power source. It can only last long. He says it can last for how many, you know, over 200 years, whatever it is. But the problem is that's if he's just like laying dormant. Right? If he's just kind of lying there, not doing much, right? But if the Terminator's active and using all of its resources, which it will be against Jason, that battery's going to be drained much, much quicker. And you know who doesn't have a battery that can be drained? Jason, because he's freaking supernatural. He's got endless stamina, teleportation, and the will to continue and to keep on fighting no matter what. And he's got regeneration. Terminator does not. All of that's my point number three.
All right. Definitely a stretch for Jason there. The biggest stretch is, I guess, we're calling it quote-unquote teleportation. Never knew how he was getting to these different locations. So you're saying that he has that ability to teleport himself to these
how else do you explain
campsites and barns.
Is he using bacon grease and setting fires from his internal organs from all that cable? Carl's Jr. good. Maybe, by the way.
Maybe,
I don't know.
He's just
maybe.
Sliding all around town, right?
he's sliding.
All that grease, right?
He's sliding upstairs behind people is exactly. What you're saying. Got it.
So, okay. Well, look. Even if he's quote-unquote teleporting, it won't fool infrared scanners and motion tracking. It won't fool at all, especially how slow he's moving. The T-800 predicts movement, reacts in milliseconds, and fires before Jason's even close. He can't even get close enough to the Terminator to do anything. Fear and surprise will not work on a machine. It never hesitates, never loses a trail, and keeps hunting until the target is gone for good. And that is why Terminator will terminate our little Jason. And I throw this to the judge now.
You know, hold on, sorry. You just triggered a really great memory of the first Terminator movie where he's like in the apartment of Sarah Connor and her boyfriend's there. Mm-hmm. Terminator does kill him, but the boyfriend does a double leg takedown on the Terminator. A regular dude, now he's in LA, so he's not a regular dude, he's an LA dude, did a double leg takedown to the Terminator.
Because that was in back then. Everyone was doing
double everyone was doing takedown. Double leg takedowns. It was the 80s. That was the thing. There was double leg takedowns and being a ninja and the Karate Kid. Those were the main three combative techniques.
Wax off.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, all good stuff. We got to throw it to the judge. So, Quentin, listen, you've heard 3 points from Eric. You've heard 3 points from me. It's now time for you to make a decision. Take us through your process. Tell us the story, if you will, and tell us who wins this battle between Jason and the Terminator.
Sure. So I kind of go through, like, your points. Each made separate points, very good points. I wrote it down and kind of like analyzed your counter arguments. So I believe like the first argument, Supernatural, was a very good argument because I think it beats the Terminator because the Terminator is good for killing humans, but is Jason a human? Is he something else? Is he's magical? But I think the second point, Eric made a good point as well because he talked about, you know, high-tech technology. Military grade technology. He has weapons. Jason, you haven't seen Jason with a gun. He hasn't really fought. Jason has not really fought any real opposition, like an army or anything like that. He's kind of fought just mostly, you know, sheriffs and, like, high schoolers. So
yeah.
So
they weren't even like LA high schoolers either, right? They were just like
just random.
Yeah,
out of Nebraska or whatever.
Yeah. But he has been out of space, so it's a little bit different.
That's true.
And last point, I think Eric did not make a strong point, a separate point. I think it was similar to the second one. The third point was basically just high tech, high effort vision. High tech, that's basically the same point, which is a very strong point, but I think the teleportation, which I didn't disagree with, I think it's more Jason has a high level of strategy and knows what victims going to be, and I think that's a better argument. I think overall, you made a stronger argument towards Jason being a better better contender and better fighter and would come on top. In my opinion, I think Jason would be the one who wins the battle.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What a great judge. He took all of the evidence, made fun of Eric for having a similar point for point number one and point number three, and broke it down the way a nerd king and an accountant would do. You combine the powers of both. You are like an accountant king who's also got nerd
king
knowledge. That's right. I got to tell you, that was absolutely fantastic. Wow. It was a tough battle. I wasn't really sure where this was going to go. I still think Eric making fun of and laughing at kids drowning is not a good thing. Kids at home, it's not a funny thing. Eric, you're a monster.
No, you don't want a child to drown. It's just Jason.
You just wanted Jason to drown as a kid. Do you see what happened? He turned into Supernatural. By the way, the thing I was going to bring up was that in one of the films, Jason took such exception with teenagers at a campsite that he waited until they were in the sleeping bag, grabbed the other end of the sleeping bag, trapping them in, and started repeatedly smashing them against a tree. Could he have done that to a Terminator, maybe? Would that have done the same effect? No, you know why? Because a Terminator wouldn't be out that late at camp with another teenager, therefore putting themselves in that position. The logic speaks for itself. Quentin, absolutely great job. Please come back and be a judge again, because you were absolutely fantastic.
Thank you guys for having me on the show.
We love it. Now, Quentin, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they could find you online. What's your Instagram handle?
It is Quentin, Quentonc. That's basically it.
At Quentin C. Go see.
Wait, spell it again. What's the handle?
Quentonc.
Okay.
C.
There you go.
That's it.
This man just got back from Colombia.
Yes, I did.
Oh, very cool.
It was very hot. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I love it.
I can't say anything else.
All right, so that, again, excellent, fantastic judgment on your part. Eric, you actually debated really, really well, even though your points number one and three were exactly the same. Way to go. You know what I tried to do? This is just a me thing. I know you're fairly new to the show.
Go ahead, James, because I'm a
speaker. What I like to do is have different points from points one and three. I try not to make them the same, but that's a me thing. You should do your I'm kidding, of course. You brought up great points. Had me on the ropes a lot for this. Great debating one more time. In the meantime, tell the Legion of Audience how you feel with today's battle.
Yeah, you just pulled stuff out of thin air and like made Jason more than he is. Like, this is just a fat, frumpy dude from the backwoods hurting teens. Since you're so like, oh, the kid's drowning, which I'm not in favor for. He's targeting teenagers and like oversized sheriffs in like, you know, the backwoods. Like, this guy isn't a good guy. He's actually a sicko. And he has no skills to be able to keep up with the Terminator. We know that. But anyways, the judge made his choice. So it is what it is. It's done now. But, yeah, Jason, like, get out of here, Jason. Yeah.
You know what? I'm reading between the lines. I may be wrong, but you seem bitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
I came to terminate. I terminated.
You terminated?
I think you terminated your chances for victory pretty quickly. Yeah, whatever.
By the way, I think, again, we've said this before, but I think I want to see this in live action. If there was a way to get the rights for both of these characters and have like a really cool Terminator versus Jason kind of mega event, I'm totally down for this, by the way. Hollywood, you know, that's a freebie. You're welcome. Yeah. All right. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Yes, all my socials are at the Eric Holmes. That's T-H-E, Eric with the C-H-O-L-M-E-S. Looking forward to connecting.
You can find me on X, a.k.a. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gavs. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time. Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.